This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Well, hello and welcome to the Carson Anderson program on a Thursday here on 97.1 The Ticket. Glad to be with it. Another sunny fall day. Love it. Absolutely love it. Gator, how are you today?
Doing all right.
Yeah?
Yep.
Anything exciting last night in the Gator household?
Not particularly. It was last night watching wrestling last night. So.
Oh, really?
I like watching the pros.
What was the script last night?
It was setting up Swerve Strickland and Shelton Benjamin, who just got to the organization and demolished Leo Rush.
Did he?
Last night. Yeah. Threw him around like a rag doll. But then again, Leo Rush is like 150 pounds and Shelton Benjamin is like 250 pounds.
Why are they in the ring together? Is there some weight classes? Or
Leo challenged.
Did he?
Ish, sort of.
Yeah.
No, there's no weight classes. This is the pros, man. Anything goes. You can't tell somebody they can't get it done. If that was the case, then Bryan Danielson never would have been a champion. We would never have had the yes, yes, yes movement if you didn't believe in the little guy.
Okay.
Inspiration. It's just an inspiration.
Is it?
Yeah, but he had no shot last night against Shelton Benjamin.
All right, gotcha. All right, speaking of no shot, I'm gonna read this, and my question is, for you personally, does this bring it to an end? What I'm going to read right now, does it mean actually what the words, do you believe these words? And you say, okay. This is Raider owner Mark Davis, asked about Max Crosby.
Before or after a haircut?
You can never tell, Gator.
Yeah, no. Okay, really doesn't matter. Same whack job either way. Here we go.
It's unfortunate today, but there's so much outside chatter, he said, of the Crosby trade rumors. It's not coming from any sources. It's not coming from anything. My basic thing is never to answer all that stuff, because otherwise you get trapped in this black hole. It's just not happening. He says they will not trade Max Crosby.
All right.
Now, heard it. But that's my question. There you've heard it. Or are there still people that think, nope, we can still get him here in Detroit?
I'm sure there are some people that will still hold out and think there's always a chance you can come up with a Godfather offer, and it literally is offers you can't refuse, and the Raiders would say, okay, I got to do it. Lions aren't going to make that offer. I don't think other teams are going to make that offer. I don't think they're trading him. But yes, there will be some people that will always think that.
Because, I see future Carson Anderson programs.
Oh.
I can see the future.
Didn't realize we fitted this room with a crystal ball.
Well, but can you hear this call coming? They should have traded for Max Crosby.
Oh, well, sure.
So, you try and work within the parameters. And we talk about guardrails. And sometimes we go crashing through the guardrails on the reality highway. But we try to stay within the guardrails. Is it just as Adam Schefter put it yesterday, is it just fantasy? I mean, that this could actually happen. Like, we took a call yesterday of somebody saying there's no excuse for not getting Max Crosby. He's not for sale, apparently. So how do we process that here in Detroit? Do people say, okay, end of story? The owner of the Raiders says it's just not happening.
Yeah, I think we should process it that way, that it's not happening. I think the only way that it happens now, after the owner's made a proclamation like this, it's not a Godfather offer. It's Max Crosby. It's coming from his mouth that he says, I want out. And he's not going to say that. But if he were to, then that's the only way that you should have hope. Otherwise, let it go. Concentrate on other things. And look at other teams, other players, other possibilities. Because this one with the Raiders ain't going to happen.
It's funny because I read that quote, and then today, you know, I'm got Get Up on, and Dan Orlovsky's talking about the Lions going to get Max Crosby. And I'm just like, now, could Davis be driving up the price? That's the other part of this. Is there any way that this is all part of gamesmanship with Mark Davis saying, wow, we get the most back is if I say it, never, it's never going to happen.
I don't mean this is the complete insult it's going to sound like.
You're gonna insult me?
Not you.
Oh, okay.
I don't think Mark Davis is one of those chess players, ownership GM manager type. I don't mean that to be mean. I'm just saying that I think he's genuine and honest when he speaks, I guess is the better way to say it.
Okay.
I don't think he's out there playing games. I think.
What game is he playing, Gator? I mean.
It's a game within his own mind that you know, he's trying to put together a team and keep together a team. And, you know, they traded Davante Adams, but that doesn't mean that they have to trade this guy. And there may have been reasons why he wanted to trade Davante Adams. Davante Adams is pretty outspoken during his tenure there, and obviously not happy with them. You know, Derek Carr is not there anymore, so it made sense to move him, and they moved him for like nothing, which is embarrassing. But I think Max Crosby is a guy, you know, you build around great quarterbacks. Can you build around a great defensive end edge rusher? I think you could make that argument. I wouldn't build around a wide receiver, but you could build around a D end.
Do you think, Doug, when you read that statement about Mark Davis saying it's not happening, people, I'm not trading Max Crosby, that, do you remember the Friends episode where, I know you guys watch Friends, where Ross was trying to get back with Rachel? And Rachel said to Ross, listen, we're not getting back together. Accept that. And he said, accept that what? And you think the Lion fan that's holding up for Crosby is saying the exact same thing, going, except what?
But there's no relationship.
No, he's going, no, accept that.
Mark Davis. A-C-C. I'm not trading him. Accept that. Yeah, they might be saying it. I guess the purpose of bringing this up, right? There's multiple purposes. First of all, it's news. But is this put up a shield around Brad Holmes that if he doesn't get Max Crosby, it's not because he didn't try and it's not because it's not his fault? Like,
the only way you can be upset about it is if he does get traded to somebody else. Then it's fair game. If he stays with the Raiders, which by all accounts, he's going to stay there because of what their owner says, nobody can say anything.
I agree.
Okay.
248-539-9797. We swing around the league today at 10:30. At 11 o'clock, we see this for the first time this year at a Lions game. That's at 11 here on 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.